master of the house cleaning out his own barn. This setting of a date must have you upset.
Our hope is not a specific day or hour, but that Christ's return is near.
What does Joshua think?
We both resist. Yet people are demanding clarity. I was wrong about 1843.
I should not have counted the zero when counting from
B.C. to A.D., and what doubt did I cause amongst the brethren?
So you will not endorse a specific day?
No, I will not. But Brother Snow's study of the sanctuary does cause me to think.
Well, then you must seek the present truth and clarity from God on this, William.
The Bible is clear.
However, Samuel Snow is a trusted brother in the Lord. I'll give his date over for study and prayer.
My wife and I are pleased to have purchased your property. If you don't mind my asking, where will you and your wife go from here?
To heaven.
But if the end of the world does not come to pass, you have a plan.
The Lord has a great design in store for all of us.
Yes, sir. Absolutely.
So, even the house is sold to finance the message. Children believe we are foolish. But you are so firm in your conviction.
Yes, my dear. The clock is ticking. God's appointed time is almost here.
You seem to have regained your appetite, Ellen.
It brings us happiness to see you this way.
We're almost home. Just the thought gives me strength.
Until then? We must do everything to let as many people as we know the good news.
Ah, Mr. White, I have your pamphlets ready for you. You people are turning into my best customers.
Oh, good morning.
So you two are working to spread the good news?
Yes, sir. James White with the Christian Connection.
Pleasure to make your acquaintance, Brother White. I'm Robert Harmon.
That'll be $1.20, please.
Thank you, sir.
Time is short. Shall we go together, young man, and see if we can make a difference?
Of course.
Good luck, gentlemen.
Young man, our Lord and Savior is returning in 2 weeks.
The coming of the Lord.
Please, gentlemen, Christ returns in 2 short weeks. Prepare your hearts.
Oh. Well, tell him he's buying the next round when he gets here.
I'm sad for those men.
You, sir.
Coming
sir, please.
Thank you, my brother.
Sir.
October 6th, 1844. Dear Brother Himes, after much study and prayer, I see a glory now in the 7th month which I never saw before. We are almost home. Glory, glory, glory.
Come to Jesus Christ, the Lamb that was slain and now lives that you may live. Obey his word and believe. There is no time for delay. Put it not off, I beg of you. No, not for a moment. Do you not want a house made with hands eternal in the heavens? Then seek first the kingdom of heaven, says Christ, and then all of these things shall be added unto you.
Then damned I will be. My ship sails tomorrow and my decision is final.
I will not stay here and beg. Will you serve at the skies?
Jesus is coming tomorrow, my son.
Well, when he arrives, tell him he can find me on the high seas.
Joseph, please, go after him. Our son will be lost forever. Do something.
Holy Father, these final moments before you return, heal our broken family. Have mercy on our boy. Return our son to us so we may meet you together.
It is so fitting that we should all be here together in these last hours.
We did our best, sir.
Did we?
We are too early.
Gentlemen, free ale till the end of the world.
Well, it's too bad the good Lord Jesus couldn't join us tonight. Because we've always got room for one more.
God's message was never meant to be about a single date.
All is not lost. Look at the movement you have begun. You have won thousands.
And to what, Brother Himes, have I won them? Disappointment, despair.
To the truth of God's word.
Setting a date has now made that appear untrustworthy. Why was I so weak to endorse one?
Keep waiting. For how long?
For as long as it takes.
This morning, Hiram.
The chickens, too. Baby Jesus will come if you fix him some breakfast.
Is this bloody cunningly devised fable, Esther?
Hiram, no. Don't say that.
There is no reality to our fondest hope.
What are we to do?
We need to pray.
Brothers, will you join us to pray for guidance?
Guidance? Open your eyes, Hiram.
But this is the time that we need to be together.
We have been deceived. Do you suggest that we continue in this delusion?
If you would just give God a chance.
I did that already.
Our Father, how you have blessed us as we have waited upon your return.
Our hands have healed the sick. Our hearts have been lifted by the sight of so many others believing in you, in the hope of your great return.
Lord, we have not lost our faith, but we seek wisdom to understand why you have not returned.
We need you to show us the way forward. Accept our prayer, Father, and send us your light, that a great disappointment may be explained. All these things we ask in the name of your loving Son, Jesus Christ. Come, brothers. Surely God has not forsaken us.
Owen, come with me to the neighbors. Surely they must feel the sting of his sadness. We should all find comfort if we share in this experience.
Of course. Hiram!
The Lord is answering our morning prayer.
He gives light to our great disappointment.
The early Christians thought that Jesus came to set up an earthly kingdom, not a heavenly kingdom. After his death on the cross, they were bitterly disappointed, just as we are now.
Clearly we got the date wrong, Hiram.
No, Dr. Hahn, I think the date was correct.
Why is the Savior not returned?
Maybe we were wrong about what was supposed to happen on October 22nd. The early Christians got the date right for the Messiah, but their expectation was wrong. Perhaps the same is true for us.
Daniel's prophecy states that at the end of the 2,300 days, the sanctuary will be cleansed.
And what if we mistook the meaning of the word sanctuary?
But the sanctuary is the earth.
Is it?
Daniel says in chapter 7, "And behold, one like the Son of Man came to the Ancient of Days, not to the earth as we believed."
So where is the Ancient of Days?
In heaven.
After his death on the cross, Jesus became our high priest. And the work of redemption moved from the earthly sanctuary to the heavenly sanctuary.
That would make sense. In the light of what it says in Hebrews chapter 8, and we have such a high priest, a minister of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle, which the Lord pitched and not man.
So Jesus is still coming back soon, then. We just don't know how quickly.
Exactly. And it's there in the most holy of places that his work of cleansing takes place.
Lucy, what have I done?
You have spoken from your heart and from the Bible. Words that have softened thousands of others' lives.
And will they harden their hearts again?
Perhaps. And it's also possible that Brother Snow will again arrive on horseback with another selection of dates. What is really important about the message God gave you? That is what you should be thinking about.
Yes.
Hold fast. Let no man take your crown. I have fixed my mind upon another time, and here I mean to stand until God gives me more light. And that is today. Today. Today until he comes and I see him for whom my soul yearns.
Keep our faith strong in your promises, Father. Though we do not know why you did not come, still we pray that you will do so quickly. For our loved ones who have given up the Advent hope, we ask a special measure in your mercy.
Give us insight, O Lord.
Oh no, Ellen! 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 What's wrong? I can't tell. Ellen! Ellen!
I am the messenger of God. Look again, a little higher. Not the end, but the beginning.
Ellen, I was so worried I thought we'd lost you.
I saw things. I was taken to another place high above this world, and I heard a voice. to me.
Who spoke to you? Ellen, I was praying for you. Was it my voice you heard?
No. I think it was an angel speaking. I've never heard anything like it.
She must have bumped her head, the poor dear.
I saw the Advent believers walking on a path toward the heavenly city, and as long as they kept their eyes on Jesus, who was leading them to the city, they were safe.
You are safe here now, Ellen.
This world is so dark. I have seen a greater world, and it has spoiled this one for me.
I feel as if my strength was renewed today, Elizabeth. I saw such wondrous things. I heard things.
So you claim.
Elizabeth, I've never lied about anything.
I'm not saying you're lying now. You collapsed from your illness. You are not of sound mind. You know not what you speak.
No. Elizabeth, the Holy Spirit showed me the view of the midnight cry, and he explained our disappointment. He encouraged our Advent hope. There were people who didn't listen, and they fell off the path.
You had an accident when you were young. Left you weak. You won't have a regular life, Ellen. We understand that. You won't marry. You won't be able to contribute. But this is hardly a way to get attention.
Why are you speaking to me like this? I pledged to you that I'm telling you the truth.
Well, here's my truth. Christ will not return to Earth anytime soon, and I am done with prayer groups.
But Elizabeth!
No, you heard what I said. Consider me someone who's fallen off the path.
Fuss about Jesus not returning in October, it seems to me that I am alone in my commitment to worship on the Sabbath.
Ah, but Mrs. Preston, I fear there are no churches here that meet on Saturday.
If only Elder Wheeler in Hillsboro were closer.
Mother, please. The Farnsworths have been so generous to let me stay here while I teach. You'll likely offend them.
What is offensive to God is that we worship on the wrong day. Good Elder Wheeler understood that Saturday is the seventh day of the week. It is written in the commandments that we should rest and keep it holy.
What difference does it make to God if we should worship him one day or another?
Difference enough, William, to chisel it onto stone and send it down the mountain with Moses. Sabbath comes to us as a gift. We cannot stop or change it. He even used the word remember.
Even if Elder Wheeler's church were nearby, he's a Methodist. And we belong to the Christian Brethren.
His denomination matters not to God, only that Elder Wheeler believes they're called commandments. If these were but the 10 suggestions, we may feel free to honor God whenever we please. Or not at all.
Oh, the carriage is ready. We may be headed to worship on the wrong day, but we shan't be late.
Along with the others gathered here, I too was greatly disappointed, even ashamed, that Jesus did not return last year. I do not understand why he did not come. But I still believe in the many promises in the Bible that one day he will. That is why I hold fast to the Advent hope.
Thank you, Mrs. Cooch. And does anyone else desire to speak today?
I choose to cast my lot with those who keep God's holy Sabbath on the seventh day each week. From this day forth, I pledge to keep the Saturday Sabbath, as God has commanded us to do.
And I too shall be a Sabbath keeper. From this day forward.
I gave them my Sabbaths to be a sign between me and them that they might know that I am the Lord. Therefore, the Son of Man is Lord also of the Sabbath. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and rested on the seventh day.
You have my word. I will return with fresh enthusiasm. Spending time with Reverend Wheeler is what I need.
What we need is a way out of this predicament. We're penniless, Joseph. Where's all the Sabbath business going to lead you?
I'm following my heart. I'm being convinced by the word of God. I know no other way to test error from truth.
Elder Wheeler has shared the scriptures with me, and I found much peace that he is right. Christ kept the seventh day. Following him is most important. I support the Sabbath.
And what of this girl? The one having visions in Maine.
Well, I'd venture to make no opinion without seeing for myself firsthand. However, I would say she is doubtful to me. Quite doubtful.
I lost consciousness, and I felt the presence of the Holy Spirit. The angel confirmed that Father Miller's message was light.
Ellen Harmon's visions are a lie of the deceiver.
If Ellen's message is of God, no opposition from Sergeant Robbins will drown her out.
Beware of false prophets who come in sheep's clothing.
Brother Nichols, do not be fooled.
I know that you feel that we should go to Boston, but I have been instructed to go to the township of Randolph.
The Harmon girl is here?
This is the inspired testimony of God.